This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
DeSean Jackson here is arriving here in studio. It was announced today, he's signing a one-day contract on Friday, retiring as a Philadelphia Eagle, honored at the game on Sunday. DeSean, congratulations. Great to have you here, man.
Oh, man, thank you, man. How you doing, man? It's a pleasure, man. It's an honor, man. I'm back in my second home, man.
Back home, congratulations, big dog.
What up? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man. So tell me why. First, just tell me why this was important for you. Like we all walk away from the game at some point,
right,
or what have you. But this seemed to be important to you that you retired as a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah, man. Honestly, bro. Man, 15 years, man. I mean, what can I say, man? I feel like I fulfilled, you know, a lot of moments, man. I think I surpassed a lot. You know, I came in as a young kid, 20 years old, from Los Angeles, California. And, you know, for me, skies was the limits. You know, since day one, I always had envisioned dreaming big and actually living out those dreams, you know. So for the point I'm at now and, you know, playing last year in Baltimore and, you know, just trying to fulfill that last, you know, go around where I'm like, man, I still got more in the tank. But, right, you know, let me get all out before, you know, I regret, you know, hanging them up or kind of like walking away from the game. So I feel like, man, like I said, man, I feel like I gave the game all I had. And I still feel like I could play, though. That's the thing about it, because it's like, I know the retirement word and, you know, that phrase is kind of like iffy. I don't really like that word because I'm 36. Like, right, how the hell am I retiring? I'm 36. So for me, it's just like, man, I'm very enthused about, you know, life after between them white lines, you know what I'm saying? And,
yeah,
like, you know, you're here, you know, you're doing things. So it's like a lot of things I still want to accomplish and do, bro. So I'm just getting started, bro.
And I've certainly been following you, social media and everything you're doing, getting out there, podcasting and doing all of that. Before you came in, mm-hmm, I said, I bet you he still could take the top off of defense if he needs to.
I was just telling my cousin, man, I feel like over my career, bro, it's not really been no one that single-handedly stop me. Like, and when I say stop me, like, just man to man. I'm not talking about bracketing me 2-3 man over. I'm talking about man to man. Like, and I respected a lot of, it was a lot of corners that I went against, but I mean, with my speed and my athleticism, bro, I really feel like there was no one man that could really stop me, bro. And I still, to this day, still feel that way, man. Like, if I was to play right now, I still feel like I'd go get open. Right now, I put my right hand to God, I can still go get open, man.
I believe it. Listen, we signed Julio, so believe me. and you know how we are around here. Your name came up earlier in the season.
Hey, you know,
so
it's crazy you said that, because I came back to the Miami game when they played the Dolphins like a few weeks ago, month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Amo, Aaron Moorhead, and he was like, man, your name came up. I said, man, what coaching? Or y'all was thinking about coming to sign me. Like, man, your nose came up. I said, what y'all waiting on?
Well, we had, there was some wide receiver punt return talk,
yeah,
last year and this year, I think.
And you know, being in that slot receiver position, I'm like, man, you know, I know you weren't necessarily a slot receiver,
right,
but I'm like, he's shifty enough, and I'm sure he still can run.
For sure.
I mean,
definitely.
I know you're faster than Julio. No offense to Julio, but come on, man.
Yeah, nah, you know. Julio, no, honestly, when I saw them,
I'm just joking, man.
No, when I saw them sign Julio, it kind of was shocking for me, because I feel like, man, the receiver core here, man, with AJ and Devontae,
right,
and, you know, with a few of the young guys, man, it's been actually, the production has been pretty good. So I know Quez got hurt and he suffered an injury, so I kind of felt they needed like I don't know if you want to say a deep threat or whatever, but, you know, they needed somebody to kind of fulfill a role. So when I seen it, I was like, oh, it was pretty cool. I mean, Julio is the beast, you know what I'm saying? I know he's a little older in his career, and he's maybe not the same Julio he was when he was younger, but, you know, Julio Jones is still Julio Jones.
Yes, sir.
Man, so you obviously are paying attention to what the team's doing here. Mm-hmm. And big game this weekend coming up against the 49ers. And it still seems like, Deshaun, that not everybody's come around on thinking the Eagles are a legit 10-1, even though they were in the Super Bowl last year and they narrowly lost to the Chiefs. They're underdogs in this game. I mean, literally, the 49ers come in as three-point favorites. How do you see this Eagles team? You've been watching them.
Man, I see the Eagles team right now. Man, they're an interesting team, very intriguing. You know, I feel like the past few years, man, with Nick Sirianni and what Jalen Hurts has been able to accomplish, and, you know, just the momentum they have here in Philadelphia, man, has been something special to watch. Obviously, I'm a wide receiver, so I'll definitely keep my eyes on the wide receivers. A.J. Brown, obviously, coming in, doing what he's done, being one of the best receivers in the league all year. You know, Devontae Smith, the stature, he's being able to jump up over guys and his small frame. Like, you know, it's amazing, man. I think, you know, with Swift coming over, the defense playing fly, man, they got a good shot. But, I mean, it's the NFL, man. It's going to always be the naysayers. It's going to always be the doubters. And, you know, to people's worry, we didn't really have the hardest schedule, and the teams we beat wasn't really no crazy teams besides, you know, a few teams we did beat. But, I'm looking forward, man. I always talk mess because, you know, I'm a California dude. So the San Francisco 49ers, my boy Trent Williams, that's like one of my best friends. So last year I came to the game and I was here and we beat him. They said, well, man, if Purdy didn't get hurt, y'all would never won. I'm like, if the fifth, we'll all be drunk. You know, the day after the 4th of July, you waking up, you drunk. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. I'm looking forward to it. I'm happy to be here. Honorary captain. Yeah. You know, coming on the field, you know, to retire, man. So I'm excited, bro. It's going to be fun.
And you excited fans here. For so many years, bro, we still play highlights of yours because there are moments in the franchise's history that will never be forgotten.
For sure.
You got any that are your favorites or any of that?
Man, which one do I start at?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously the I got really like two, but the number one one is obviously the metal, the
miracle of the Meadowlands.
Yeah, the miracle of the new Meadowlands. So, I mean that one right there is the all time great. But just, you know, over my career, man, I'd had so many great moments, man. The 80-yard bomb Monday night from Michael Vick, you know, in Washington, we had that little heated battle where Landry was talking crazy. You would have thought we was on the streets to where he was telling. I'm like, bro, this is a football game. Are you serious? Like, so it was very heated. But over the years, man, you know, I idolized, you know, playing them games, man, big moments, the lights on, and you know, just arising to the occasion, man. I will forever, like I say, go down as – you know, in my book, it's Philadelphia being, like, the number one place I ever played. You know what I'm saying? It's just as far – and I done played for some good organizations and some good teams, but it was just something different back early 2010s, 2008, 2011. You know what I'm saying? When I came in as a young putt, man, I know you remember, you know, Brian Dawkins and Donovan and Rushbrook. Like, the era was just different, bro. That type of football is not really around like that no more, bro. Like, it's different. You know what I'm saying? They got – how can I explain this new era of football? It's like you got a tag. You almost got a tag. You can't even really be physical, man. But, you know, it's good, man. I definitely had a great time here in Philadelphia, man. And every time I come here, it's like – I feel like when I come, I'd be like, what am I missing? Like, am I about to rush to a game or I'm late to practice? Like, because I'm back here. So it's like always, you know, was going to go do something, go to the stadium, go in the game. So it's like every time I come back, it's like I got the urge. Like, man, damn, like, am I about to go play a game?
Yeah. So we did something here, D-Jack. We talked about some of your greatest plays here.
Yep.
There's so many of them. Our producer in there, he does – a top five every day. It's different categories we do.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you coming in, we wanted to honor you with what we believe are your top five plays here. And so we're going to play them, but we want you to kind of give us a little bit of commentary after the play is played for. So we'll play the highlight.
All right.
And the top five is brought to you by Bud Light. Make sure you join Ava Graham this Thursday night for a Bud Light pep rally at Tomfoolery's in Delaware. Win tickets to this weekend's Eagles game and meet current Eagles players. Jack, run it for me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, Deshaun, welcome to the show and welcome to the top five. And I want to start off actually with there was nothing better than when you killed the Cowboys. And I mean,
Cowboy killer, man.
You are a Cowboy killer, man. Your last one from our new guy, Jalen Hurts, number five on the list.
Okay. On first down, play action. Hurts back. He's looking. He is going deep down the field, and it is caught. Deshaun Jackson, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Deshaun Jackson, 81 yards.
That's what he can do. He has a gear that no one else has. He has the ability to track the ball that no one else has in the National Football League. And they gave Jalen Hurts enough time. He heaves it downfield to Deshaun Jackson, and that's what you get from D-Jack.
Wow.
How about that one, man?
Man, that was a moment where in that year, man, I was hurt. That was
right.
The year I came back in my second tenure, and I was hurt a lot. So that game was actually like the last game of the season, and I was able to come back in and play my ankle. I had jacked up my ankle pretty bad, and to come back in, Jalen Hurts kind of – it was crazy because that year I kind of seen Jalen Hurts before my eyes just like turned into what he is now, and it's like I seen the early stages of that. So I remember – coming in there, and Doug was like, we're going to dial up a play. Safety kept, like, cheating down on the front side, so we kind of ran, like, a deep corner and then come back to the post. And I looked up. I didn't even think Jalen was going to get it off because, you could see, right before he threw it, like, the defender was damn near about to hit his hand, and he just got it off. And, you know, the rest is history, man. Flipped in the end zone, had some little fun, man.
Love it.
Number four is, listen, this is a game that no one really saw in the forecast. Was a ton of snow happening. And everyone remembers LeSean McCoy going for, what, 280 yards? Who cares?
You went crazy.
But you also had a touchdown that day.
Yeah.
Foles on first down. Fakes to McCoy. He rolls. He looks. He is firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! LeSean Jackson! Foles did a great job of biding his time and throw it to Deshaun Jackson, who was open for a 19-yard touchdown.
Yeah, so on that one, man, you know, it's crazy. I couldn't even see the end zone. They tried to tell me I stepped out of bounds, but they reviewed that, and they couldn't even see it because there was so much snow on the field. But that's like the dude tried to push me. He's like, he stepped out of bounds. I'm like, man, where? I can't see the line. So I remember Foles threw that up, and I had that fun. Boy, I was like a little kid making snow, jumping jacks in the snow, man. That was a fun one.
That the only time you played in the snow?
I played in the snow before, but that was like one of the biggest, like, yeah, it
was
like
real snow.
It was like, that was one of the real snow games.
So when you drove to the stadium, did it start snowing yet? I don't remember when it started. Because it wasn't forecasted that day.
Yeah, no, honestly, bro, I think it was like at the point where, like, when we woke up that morning, it was like projected to be like some crazy blizzard. And it was like in the midst of us kind of like getting to the stadium, and like we got into the locker rooms, and out of nowhere, it just, we came out, like, we warmed up, and we came back in. They was like, man, it's like 10 inches of snow. It was something crazy.
Yeah.
We come back out there.
Yeah.
I remember that game. I ain't going to lie. I came home, like, 2-3 hours after the game, my feet were still numb. I couldn't even feel my feet. Yeah. Like, on the sideline, you got the heat and stuff.
Right.
None of that didn't work.
Didn't work, yeah.
Nothing. Feet was froze.
Keep it going.
Number three, I think this is the first really big Deshaun Cowboy killer. Yeah, I've evicted Deshaun back in 2013.
First and 10, back at their own 9-yard line. This is dangerous territory. Vic fakes. He's back. He pumps. He fires. And it is complete. He's got Jackson at the 30, 35, 40, 45 midfield. Jackson running at the 30, at the 20. Jackson at the 10, steps over a man. He's going to walk in with a touchdown. What? 91 yards. Back to Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun Jackson makes a simple play, an extraordinary play.
Yard after catch on that,
man.
Deshaun.
Crazy. See that? You know what's crazy about that one? That was like the new era of the plunge. I call that the plunge in the end zone, fall in the end zone. And I remember I had hurt my ankle earlier in that game, so I had to get it like taped up. And I came back, and everybody thought I was going to be done for the game, so I come back in there. I'm literally running like on 85%, maybe 70. Like, I was limping the whole time. Orlando Scandrick childhood friend I grew up with. He chasing me down. He thinking he finna grab me. Mm-hmm. And I see him dive, and right when he dove, I timed it. So right when he dove, I'm like, I'm going to jump. So he dove, and I jumped and just plunged back in the end zone. Man, a lot of kids are taking that celebration now, too.
No, listen, that's one of my favorite ones of yours, the backward plunge into the end zone. Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
If you look at Terrence Newman, his face, he turned around looking when I'm falling back. He's like, hey, where he going to fall back?
Well, once you got around that corner, just watching it on TV, it didn't look like a whole lot was going to transpire from it. It looked like it was going to be a nice game. But you got around the corner, and it's like, holy hell, he's fast. You know,
he split the defense.
Turned it to a whole nother level, man.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Number two, you mentioned a little bit earlier, but, I mean, down in Washington, the Monday Night Massacre.
Vic
is back, and he is looking deep, and it is caught by DeSean Jackson. He's at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Touchdown!
Wow.
88 yards. Michael Vick on play action. Faked out everybody and went deep to DeSean Jackson, who caught it, kept his balance, and ran into the end zone. What a start.
Man, I ain't going to lie, man. I never seen a quarterback throw a football like that, man. Michael Vick was special, man, with the flick of a wrist, man. He literally threw that. I remember going into that game halftime, Marty came back in and told Reese, like, We called it because all week in practice, we was thinking about calling that play. And then after everything happened with all the animosity before the game, he came back in the locker room and said, yeah, they pissed us off. We going deep on the first play. So I come back, Vic, like, whatever you do, just go deep, because we knew they was going to give us cover too. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm not thinking he's throw the ball. I'm coming out of my break. And the safety, LeVron Landry, is way over me. So as you see, I turned to look, and I had to turn on that extra gear, man. And I think I turned back at, like, the 20, 30-yard line and started just backpedaling in, like, it's for y'all.
That's one of everybody's favorite plays. And I would imagine this one is everybody's favorite play.
Yeah, there's no – never a doubt here. Number one is called by the great Merrill Reese.
31-31. Matt dodged the punt. Gets a high snap. Gets it away. It's a knuckle. Jackson takes it at the 35. Picks it up. Looks for running room. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. Oh! He's going to go. DeSean Jackson. Oh! I don't care if he's jumping. Dives. He's running around. And he's in the end zone. And there's no time. And the Eagles win. The Eagles win.
This is Miracle in the Midwest, number two.
He ran around until all the zeros were off the clock. And the Giants fans can't believe it. And the Eagles have just pulled off the most remarkable win I have ever seen.
Gives me chills just
every time I hear it.
Yeah,
man. To relive that moment. Only thing I regret is throwing that ball into the end zone. I wish I would have kept that ball.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, I remember when Murray was like, I don't care if he jumps, dies, or whatever he does. Man, that was crazy, man. I was one of the ones, man, for sure.
So I'm listening to these highlights, right? Mm-hmm. And only quarterbacks were missing in these highlights, I believe. Did you have one with Donovan? Did he play one with Donovan?
That would have been the NFC Championship game.
Right. So you had – I bring this up to say, mm-hmm, you called touchdown passes from Donovan, Nick.
Every year.
Carson, mm-hmm, Mike, and Jalen. Am I missing anybody?
Kevin Cobb.
Oh, that's right. And Kevin Kansas City.
Hit that big game. You got a contract.
Cobb did give me – we didn't have no deep touchdowns, but I think he threw me like a couple 40-yard touchdowns.
I remember one against – I think it was Kansas City.
Yeah, I think it was like a 50-yarder or something, mm-hmm, like that. But, yeah, Kevin Cobb was in there too, man.
Man, yeah. So, and that just goes to show you – first of all, we had a lot of quarterbacks. But your tenure here, you know what I'm saying, to be able to play with all those guys – as your quarterbacks.
Forgot one, Jeff Garcia. He didn't throw me a touchdown, but I played with Jeff Garcia as well, too.
Jeff Garcia.
Oh, wow.
Jeff Garcia came back here.
Yeah,
man. I was going to ask you, from the quarterbacks, mm-hmm, didn't matter who was throwing the ball to you?
I mean,
you had to tell them to get it out there for you?
Honestly, yeah. For me, bro, it was a pleasure playing with, you know, every quarterback. I feel like I built a special relationship with, you know, each and every one of them. Over the years, though, I feel like me and Michael Vick had the best connection, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, for me to play with Michael Vick after I idolized him growing up and to have a opportunity playing with him, I remember going back 2010, and Coach Reed came in and he was like, what do y'all think if we could get a chance at getting Michael Vick? me and McCoy looking at each other, you like, what? And then Macklin was sitting there, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, because, you know, we not thinking he about to get another opportunity to come home or whatever the case may be. So when he asked that, we like, hell yeah, we want to play with Vic. Excuse me, yeah, excuse my language, but like, yeah, he's like, yeah, we want to play with Vic. But, I mean, for me, bro, I grew up childhood hero, man. Vic was just one of the best quarterbacks that I ever played when I was. It was an honor, bro. But yeah, throughout all of them, man, it was definitely special moments that I had with each and every one of them.
I know your brother's here,
yeah,
and you got your other family here. How's mom doing?
Mom's is great, man. Everybody good, man. The kids, man. The family's great, man. I appreciate you asking.
That's right. You got the shorties too now?
Yeah, I got two boys, man. 8 and 5, man. It's crazy because I see myself, you know, replaying everything my dad was for me, that, you know, kind of what I'm doing to my son.
Sure.
Man, he wants to play ball and stuff, so I'm hard on him, man. We'd be out there, we'd be going at it, and I'd be on him.
You have him play baseball, and you could have been a good baseball player, too.
Yeah, not yet, but
I actually, we were talking about it before the show, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if you got drafted or not, but you would have been a major league player, and the closest comp, what you hear people say, is Mookie Betts when they talk about DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, I actually did get drafted, but it was one of them drafts where they was like, we're at this pick. Because I remember I was in high school, and they called me out of my class. The principal came in there and was like, yeah, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, they're on the clock. I think it was like the 17th pick, and they was like, they wanted to draft me, but they wanted to know, like, would I take it serious? Because everybody was saying, like, he wants to go to college, he wants to play football. So they're like, we're not finna waste this draft pick on you if you're not serious about playing baseball. So they came and they asked me, I'm like, nah, I want to go to college. Like, you know, like, the baseball stuff was cool. Now, like, now looking back at it, you know, I kind of wish I would have entertained it a little more. But, you know, my love for football was, like, no other. Like, baseball, I was a heck of a talent and played at a high level, but it wasn't football.
Right.
You did all right in football.
Yeah, you did pretty good in football, man.
Hey, but I don't know. That guaranteed money in that baseball.
Hey.
Man. I don't know, man. I mean, I'd be looking back like, dang, these dudes are getting 300, 500. Man, I'm like, sheesh. Made some good money in the NFL, but I ain't make that.
Guaranteed money, too.
Yeah.
Baseball contracts. All right, so DeSean, you wanted to say thanks to Philly.
Sure.
And you teamed up with WIP and with, of course, the great people at Miller Lite. Mm-hmm. So over the course of the next 3 nights, I'm going to be with you for most of these things. We're going to be going out because, DeSean, you want to meet and greet and say thank you to the people in Philadelphia. Why was this important for you to do?
Man, it means a lot. It means a lot, first and foremost, to me. You know, I just want to tell Miller Lite I appreciate the opportunity. WIP always, you know, the relationship we had over the years and, you know, just with interviews and just, you know, just the support. And always kind of keeping my name in a good light, you know, never had any issues with you guys. But for me, man, honestly, you know, the supporters, man, are what I'm here for, man. The people that, you know, give me that extra motivation, give me that extra drive, you know, because coming up how I was raised and, you know, I had all the motivation, I had all the push, but, you know, it's more than that. You know, that's like the inner core, the inner family. But then you have people that, you know, they wake up and they spend all their hard-earned money to buy your jerseys and to support you when you're doing events, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you can't forget about those people. And, you know, coming back here in Philadelphia, blue collar, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Philly green, you know? That's just the mental I love. And my parents are from Pennsylvania. They're not from Philadelphia. They're from Pittsburgh. But just my culture, I have a lot of family here. And I think that's just the right thing to do, man, just to kind of return my love and my favor to them for all the, you know, years that they supported me.
All right, well, tonight we're going to be not far away from here at New Deck Tavern, 34th and Sansom, and then we're going to go down to the Wicked Wolf, 12th and Chestnut, and then we'll be out in the Northeast Philly tomorrow, and then Havertown and King of Prussia on Friday. So check out our social medias on WIP to find out where we're going to be, but if you want an opportunity to meet and greet DeSean, he wants to say thank you to everybody out there. And on Sunday, DeSean's going to be in the Miller Lite Fieldhouse from 2:15 to 3:15 greeting people as well.
It's a big week, man. Shoot, we need all the fans out, man. We got them 49ers coming to town, man. We're going to probably end up seeing them again, too. So,
this is
going to be a big week, man. I see AJ already trolling
Debo.
Trolling Debo. So, I'm here to help add some trolling to him. So, come on, Philly fans, man. We bleeding green. Come on and pop out, baby.
We love it, man. We love the fact that you've always stayed connected. Well, not just the team, but the city as well. So great to have you come back this weekend. This is well deserved for you to be honored, brother. And I'm not saying this just because you're here. I've said it for many, many years. The greatest deep threat in the history of the game. Sean Jackson, brother, thank you for joining us here.
The family, the wife, everybody, I say hello, man. And, you know, I appreciate y'all for all the support, too. You know, we had a great relationship over the years, too, bro. And likewise to you, man. Shoot, I looked up to you playing as well, too, bro. So if you don't know, you know. Appreciate you for all you did, too, brother.
Yep.
The Sean Thanks Philly Tour is presented by Miller Lite and 94 WIP. Again, tonight in New Deck Tavern from 8 to 9, then 9:30 to 10:30, the Wicked Wolf. Sean, thanks, man.
Pop out. Come show up, man. Show love.